guess what? You can. You can change all of that. And not only that, but you deserve to. You're worthy to. Even if you have to change everything, it's worth it in the end because your energy is your currency. And you will be surprised how much faster you can make money when you're in that alignment space.
Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world. And playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. Hello, beautiful souls. I hope that this podcast episode finds you well, wherever you are right now in the world, and whatever you are doing in your day as you listen to this episode, I am sending you so much love, light, and positivity. And today, in today's podcast episode, I'm interviewing a beautiful soul, Natalie Wallstein, who is a career astrologer. So we're going to be talking about a topic that we actually haven't really talked about in much detail on the podcast before. So I'm very excited for this. Natalie is an astrologer. She's the founder of Soul Shine Astrology. Try to say that five times. She's a soon-to-be author, and she helps creative souls and entrepreneurs tap into their cosmic calling and create a life and career that lights them up and impacts the world. And so we're going to be talking a lot about what that really means, what having a cosmic calling is, how you can find yours, what alignment truly is, and all of that juicy stuff that I really geek out on. So let's dive straight into this beautiful interview. I already kind of have chills and goosebumps about the conversation and how in alignment it's going to be today with everything that's going on in the world and even in my life and business and how I think in alignment I am with today's guest for the interview, Natalie Wallstein, who is a career astrologer. So this is going to be like a fascinating conversation and something we've never talked about on the podcast. So welcome Natalie, who is in Hawaii right now.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I feel so blessed to have your energy on the podcast, and I can already feel that there are going to be so many downloads intuitively, not just physically from today's episode. So I would love for you to share, like, let's learn more about you and who you are and what you do. How does one become a career astrologer? Let's go back, way back to the beginning.
Yeah, I've been doing this for about, oh my gosh, I forgot, almost 5 years now. And it all started because I was really lost in my career. I'm one of those people who are like, I'm just going to follow my dreams and follow my heart. And usually that works out really well. But at a certain point in my life, it wasn't taking me where I wanted to go because I had a lot of limiting beliefs, I think, about, you know, what I'm allowed to do in this world and, you know, what's okay and what's not okay or what I'm capable of. And when I first moved to Hawaii, actually, I had this huge breakdown of everything in my life, my relationship. I was like semi-homeless for a little while. And my business, I just wasn't feeling that excited about anymore. I was a graphic designer before this, and I loved it for a really long time, but it just started to kind of like lose its magic, which was terrifying because that was like my dream in life to be a graphic designer. And I was designing magazines and branding for female entrepreneurs. And it was awesome for a really long time. But then, you know, with all these other things going on in my life, on top of that, I started to really question, you know, what am I really meant to be doing here? And part of that big breakdown is I had a fatal illness, a near fatal, we'll say, because I didn't die from it, but I almost did. And that really put things into perspective for me really quickly. Like, what do I want to do with my time here on Earth? I have a feeling that this isn't it. I had more magic that I wanted to share with the world. So I decided to dive into my astrology chart after basically just being obsessed with horoscopes, and they're so accurate. And it was like the only thing getting me through that hard time. So I took some classes and read some books, and I went through my astrology chart, and it helped me see that I was meant to be doing something so much more, something different, that I was meant to help people on a deeper spiritual level, which sounded so cool, but I just didn't know, like, how does one do that? Like, what does this mean for me? And through the process of learning astrology and also wanting to look at everybody's astrology charts, like my friends and family, anybody who would give me their birth details, I realized that it was actually helping me find my ideal career, which was as an astrologer. And that's what I've been doing ever since, is helping people find their way through a career transition or just want to feel more aligned and make more money. It can be a side effect of that too, because when you're in alignment, your vibe raises and you manifest things so much faster too.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to come back to that last thing that you just said about alignment and making more money. But before we do, there's so much to unpick. So for somebody who's listening who maybe doesn't understand how an astrology chart could support them or how you could read something in your astrology chart and be given that kind of guidance, how would you support them in understanding that on a deeper cosmic level? Because I think, you know, we know to some degree, okay, if you're a Gemini or you're an Aquarius or you're a Taurus, and like you can Google, what does my astrology chart say for the day? But I have an intuitive sense it goes a lot deeper than that for you. So how would you support somebody in understanding what that truly is?
Yeah, it's a very complicated subject. And I'm not sure that most astrologers even really know what they're actually doing, because we're basically just reading where the planets were in the sky at the moment of your birth. And somehow that magically correlates to our personality and our hidden quirks, and like every single aspect of who we are is reflected in that chart based on the locations of the planets. And it's pretty wild. Like, sometimes I have to remind myself, like, this is pretty out there, I guess, because it's so normal to me now. But essentially, astrology is a symbolic language. If you kind of come back to just the chart, and each of the symbols can be read in a lot of different ways. There's definitely like general themes, but every astrologer can kind of read it in a different way or talk about it in a slightly different way. And it's based on your own personal view of it or your own philosophy. So I chose to use it for the purpose of helping people with their career, but you can use it for so many different things like relationships, compatibility, health problems, where to move in the world. So there's like endless uses for it, but I particularly like the career focus, because when you know what you're really here to do, it's so liberating. And I used to be really shy before I knew my astrology chart, and it like gave me permission to be who I really am. And I just love that feeling, and I want to give it to everybody else too.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I feel like when you find alignment with maybe what your purpose is, and I think your purpose can feel so expansive, and there are many different vehicles to what that, how you can align with that purpose. But when you are in alignment with that, it has a knock-on effect on all the areas of your life. That affects your health, that affects your relationships, that affects how you show up in the world. So I love that that has been the key focus for you.
Yes.
So what does, or where does somebody begin who wants to dive deeper into understanding that for themselves? Where can someone go to start really aligning themselves with their cosmic charts?
Yeah, well, first off, you can start by getting your chart done. You can get it for free online. If you just Google free birth chart, and then you just need your date, time, and location of birth. The tricky thing is that it isn't really something that you can just like get the chart and you know what it means.
Yeah.
That's the thing that really like turns people off from it, I think, is like you kind of have to be willing to dive a little bit deeper and study more. Unless you come to someone like me or take one of my classes or someone else that you resonate with. But there's lots of books out there too if you really do want to geek out on it yourself. Otherwise, I would probably recommend working with an astrologer, because they know so much more about like what each thing means and can help you fit it into your current goals and what you're working on too.
I don't know. I feel like really cool to be like, how like out there can we go? Because you were saying how some of this can feel really out there. And I'm like, let's do this. Let's go out there. Let's go woo-woo. Like, I'm on this whole woo-woo trip right now in my life personally. So how have you come to the awareness or the knowledge of how it can be that the way that the planets were aligned on that moment when you came Earthside can have such an effect on who we are in this lifetime and how we show up? How can we explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, that's like the lifelong question, isn't it?
Yeah, can we answer a lifelong question in a 45-minute podcast episode? I don't know, but we can try.
Yeah, that's actually like one of my biggest things that I feel like I'm here for is to figure out like, how does this work? I think a lot of us are trying to figure that out because it's like, how did we end up here on this planet? I definitely feel like we chose to be born at a specific time. And the moment we came into the world was when our personal soul lessons matched up with who we would become based on where the planets were. Like, my mom was in labor for 23 hours, and I swear it was because I was like waiting for the moon to line up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd be a different person otherwise if I was born even a day before.
Yeah, absolutely. You say that. I became an aunt for the first time today. So my nephew was brought Earthside today, and my beautiful, incredible powerhouse sister-in-law was in labor for almost 3 days.
Oh my goodness.
So talk about that baby was like taking his sweet time. He was like, I'm not ready to come out until this moment. And I feel like that has some kind of cosmic connection for sure.
Definitely. That's why I think it's so funny when people are like trying to like make sure their baby's born a certain time and they're obsessed with the due date, but we don't get to choose the due date. It's a cosmic thing.
Abso-freaking-lutely. So talking about cosmic, what does the feeling or the meaning of being in cosmic alignment mean for you? How can somebody align with that and that experience? What is cosmic alignment?
Yeah, it's actually really simple. It's like, do you feel happy? Oh, you're in alignment. Yeah. You don't feel happy? You're out of alignment. So the chart actually helps you. It's like a prescription. It's like, this is what will make you happy. And this is why you're not happy. So you know, any problem that you have going on in your life, you can actually find that on the chart as well. It's pretty crazy.
Wow. Just to be totally transparent, I mentioned this before we started recording, is like I hit a moment on, depending on when this podcast goes out, but a few days ago, and I just burst out into tears and realized that I've been allowing a lack of alignment to build up and build up within me and within my business by deprioritizing my own inner well-being and making the priorities in my business bigger than my own inner well-being. And thank the heavens that I just had that moment and that epiphany of like, I need to stop everything I'm doing and completely get focused on getting back into alignment. So at the moment when we're recording this, I have just gotten back from 3 days away by the beach where I did nothing but meditate, journal, and focus on going so woo-woo and getting into my cosmic alignment and like focusing on my higher powers. And in just 3 days, I feel like a brand new woman. And I feel like the message that I want to share with you and with the podcast listeners and dive more deeply into is about how fundamental it is above all else to be prioritizing our well-being and tuning into ourselves and our beings, mind, body, and soul, because that has a knock-on effect on all areas of expansion, including in your business. And so I would love to lean into how you support women in their businesses to remain in alignment and what that means, because I just think it's so key and so fundamental when it comes to living in the busy world that we're currently in.
Yeah, I think social media is so exciting that we have this cool tool, but it does bring up a lot of like comparisonitis, and we have more access to the highlight reels of people's lives. And it's easier than ever to compare yourself or to feel like you're not worthy or that you're supposed to be doing things a certain way or you need to have a certain kind of launch or work with a certain kind of person, et cetera, et cetera. So things like astrology and meditation and yoga and taking time off, they all bring you back to your inner self. And the thing about astrology too is like you already know these things about yourself, but it just gets so buried in like the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, analysis paralysis, and everybody else's like opinions and needs and wants. And we just get sucked under all of that.
Yeah.
Mostly because we don't take a break. This culture we live in is like, go, 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 hurry up, feed the system. And that's why I love astrology too. Is like, it's like, no, 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 no. Don't try to fit in. Fitting in is like the death of you. You're like, you are here to be the shining star and to do what you really love. And astrology gives you permission to do what you really love too. And it's like that little voice that you might not pay attention to because you're so busy, right? So it just like opens it up and it lays it all out on a map for you.
Yeah. And I think in this busy world, it's so easy to ignore that voice because I hit a complete moment of anxiety and I'm not somebody who normally struggles with anxiety, but it wasn't that I woke up one day and decided I'm not going to prioritize myself today. It was like a series of decisions. It's a series of deciding that the notifications on your phone are more important or answering your DMs is more important than focusing on the present moment or responding to those two emails and someone else's urgency is more important than you going on that nature walk that you promised yourself you were going to go on. And that builds up and that builds up and causes us to disconnect from what our true power source is, which is completely within us at all times. And I think being in alignment with that is the greatest source of abundance that we can tap into at any given moment. So what are some of the ways that we can support the person listening who maybe is feeling they're on the brink of that overwhelm or they're on the brink of that anxiety? How can we support them right now in getting back into alignment and reprioritizing their inner health and their inner well-being?
Yeah. First of all, if you are feeling that way, it's normal. It's very typical these days with the way like we've chosen to live our lives as a society. But it's so important to remember you can change things at any time. And anytime you feel that fear of like, oh no, I can't shift my direction. Oh no, I can't take time off. Oh no, I can't get rid of this offering that everybody loves that makes me like go crazy with insanity. Guess what? You can. You can change all of that. And not only that, but you deserve to, you're worthy to. Even if you have to change everything, it's worth it in the end because your energy is your currency. And you will be surprised how much faster you can make money when you're in that alignment space. I ended up taking like a month off by accident last year, and I had the biggest revenue month of my business ever because I was just like in the zone that whole time.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. It's like so what I'm here for when it comes to the topic of money mindset. So that's like, there'll be somebody listening going, how the hell do you take time off and you make more money than ever? But can we talk about that on an energetic level of why that might have been, why that was what you were connected to in that month?
Yeah, I definitely did the groundwork and I had things still going out and I still had, you know, things that people could engage with, like social media posts and like a newsletter with funnels and things like that. And it really was eye-opening to know like you really can run a business like that. I think we obviously you go into business, you want to make money, but you don't think about the time side of it. Like I've fallen into that too, where I built up this huge business that's amazing. I'm making so much money. I can't believe it. And I'm not happy because I'm so tired and working too much. And that's why I think it is so important to build like a conscious business that's based around your values and not just like what you think you're supposed to do, because that's a fear thing for sure. So also, I think trusting is important. Like for me to take that time off, like I didn't want to, but things kept coming up and it forced me to have to trust. I think when you're in your mind all the time thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm so worried about money. I need to get more clients. That energy transfers out in a bad way. So
yeah. And the very act of continuously thinking you need to be on and you need to be doing, which I'll put my hands up, I have fallen into that more than once, is an energy of lack. What you're actually putting out there and what you're actually saying is, I don't trust that I'm supported at all times. I don't trust that abundance is for me. I don't trust that the next client is going to show up or the next payment is going to come through. So I have to always be showing up. I have to always be pushing and I have to always be forcing it, which is going to knock you completely out of your cosmic connection, right?
Yeah. And the thing is too, like when you're in alignment, things go so much faster and easier. You get more done. And when you take time off, that's when you get the amazing fun ideas. And ideally, this is what I'm working on this year, is like only working on things when it feels really exciting. That will eventually happen if you're like really feeling burnt out. If you just take a step back and wait for that like little spark of inspiration, like what if I send out an email right now? What if I did a quick IG live? Like that's when the magic happens, when you're just like inspired.
I just wanted to interrupt this podcast episode for a moment because there is a key through line that Natalie and I are discussing, and it's about the importance of creating space in your day to connect with your highest source, with your highest vision and purpose, because that really truly is the root of abundance and your inner source of power and alignment. And it is something that I have got to continue to prioritize in my life and business in order for it to continue to thrive. And that is why I bring so much of that work into the work that I do with my clients and my community and what it is that I put out there. So I just wanted to share with you that I have made a brand new, beautiful money magnet meditation, and it's just 12 minutes long. And I have created it for you to connect with your highest source of abundance and to remain in alignment on a daily basis. So I just want you to go and check that out. Carve out 15 minutes in your day to lay down, to rest, to close your eyes and connect with that power source within you. So go check it out. I'm leaving the link to that in the show notes below for you as my little gift to you. I realized that I had fallen into the trap of thinking I have to post every day on social media. Like, you gotta show up every day. And again, that's coming from a place of lack or force. And so I'm now playing around with just posting when I really, truly feel like it, even if that's gonna be two times a week or three times a week. And I know that the messages are gonna resonate on a deeper level because I'll be coming from a truthful place as a result of that. And yeah, I just had to piggyback off of that because I completely agree with what you're saying. And I was actually reading a post that I think you just shared on your Instagram, and it was about your reconnecting with yourself and how you're releasing a lot of things that you had been doing in your business to experience this expansion within yourself. And I would love you to speak into that and what that's looking like for you at the moment as you do drop some of those things in your business and take more time for yourself.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is that I preach this, you know, lifestyle where you're following what feels good and using that to help the world. And the truth of the matter is our calling does evolve over time and we're always growing and changing. So it's really important to like take that time off, right? So you can hear when those changes want to come, because otherwise they'll like blow up in your face eventually. And often we do wait until that happens, but that's okay if that's what it takes. So that's kind of where I was at the start of this year, as I was getting really overwhelmed trying to do so much for everyone. I think the pandemic really sparked this big time too, because I'm so empathic and everybody's falling apart around me. So I really like amped it up in 2020 to help more people, because also I kind of felt guilty because I work from home and my life didn't really change that much. So I kind of took it upon myself to be like the superhero for everyone else. So yeah, I decided that instead of doing like really expensive programs, which have done really well and they've supported me, I'm going to like completely put that upside down and have just a membership that's a lot more accessible and people can come in and learn astrology and take my classes without having to go into debt. But at the same time, it's a place where I can just channel my creativity whenever it comes up for me and make it like fun and playful, instead of being like this set structure that like carries on forever. I think that's something we tend to do in our businesses. We're like, I just want to find the perfect way to offer this. And then I'll just be fine for the rest of my life because I will have found the way. But guess what? You're going to keep growing and learning and getting inspired by different things in the future. So the beautiful thing is, like, it can be so scary at first. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting rid of programs that like fund my life and my team. And I'm going to start over basically with like this little membership, but eventually it can grow really big. And that's what I'm focused on, is like the big picture of like not only my own freedom and how much more inspiration I'm going to get and how much more I'm going to help other people because of that, but also making it a place where we can come together and find that sense of community instead of me just like being the guru and like, you know, come pay me all your money and I'll give you the secrets of life. It's like, they're free. Like, let's not make them secrets. Or not free, but cheaper.
Yeah. How did you come to that realization? I mean, I imagine that there must have been some growing pains involved in that, because that's a big 180 to go from very high paid programs to that membership level. How did you lean into that and the voice that was telling you to do that?
Yeah, it really kind of felt like it was being ripped from me, my old way of being, because I just couldn't keep it up anymore. And similar to you, I took some time off because I was actually even getting sick from it. That's like, you know, when you start getting sick that you really haven't been listening for a while, because I didn't want to. So I just decided to take time off. I did yoga and meditation and journaling every day, like you mentioned. And after 2 weeks, which might seem like a long time, but I had like a lot of deprogramming to do, that's when I started like to realize what kind of life I actually wanted to have. And I think sometimes we need to do that. Like, if you've built up like a monster empire, like sometimes instead of being like, okay, how can we change this? And there's so many details. Like, what if you were packing a bag to go on vacation somewhere new? What like 3 things would you bring with you and like a little carry-on? And that's what I did. But I also had to work with a lot of mentors and coaches and teachers too, because we get so in our way. And like, my heart is just like so attached to my audience and I see how much my work helps them. So it was really hard for me to like tear that away from people. But just realizing I can kind of like reinvent it in a new way has been revolutionary. I'm really excited, but it's definitely been like ego crushing for sure. Like, to give up who I used to be, but it's really not that different in the end. It's funny how like we make everything such a big deal.
Yeah, I love that you said that about bringing the suitcase. It almost made me think of like energetically, what would you want to be in that suitcase? And what are the feelings that you want to bring with you or experience when you reach that destination? Because it's so true. I do think because of the social media world that we live in and the comparison games that we can play, it's easy to get caught up in what you think your ideal life should look like, what the numbers in your business should be, where you should be living, how you should be living. And actually, when you take the time out, it's so important to know, is what I'm working towards even in alignment with what my greatest purpose or vision even is? Do I even want that kind of a business? And so obviously, it was just a beautiful experience for you to realize maybe that was out of alignment for you. And yeah, I just think that that's so important. If we could even do that on a daily or weekly basis to connect with who our highest vision is and what our highest purpose is that something that you do? And how do you consistently stay in tune with her, that higher spirit of you?
Yeah, now that I've experienced it, I don't ever want to lose it again, because I do have astrology to be my tool of like, here's what I'm here to do. And so like, I love everything I do. So it can be like actually painful. It's not like, oh, I'm sick of this, I don't want to do it anymore. It's just like, I cannot take on another thing.
Yeah.
So like, having that space, even if all you can do is like meditate for 20 minutes and just come back to that quiet space instead of that monkey mind that's like, go, 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 do, do, do. I think we get addicted to those like notifications too. So like, what if you get addicted to the sound of your breath?
The sound of silence.
Yes.
I actually just deleted the apps from my phone because I realized that I was getting addicted to clicking on them. So I deleted them for this weekend and I'm like, why am I going to put them back on my phone? Like, that's work. I don't need to carry work in my pocket every single day. What if I only answered my emails when I wanted to on my laptop? Like, that would be so different. So yeah, definitely leaning into that in my life. And I have to ask, because this is obviously a Money Mindset podcast, that's a really big shift, or could be a big shift financially, from the higher ticket offers to the membership. And I would love if you feel comfortable in sharing what some of the money mindset stuff was that potentially you had to work through to step into that vision.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I think so much about being successful in your business, not only financially, but from like a soul fulfillment perspective, really comes from believing you deserve more. And in the past, it was like, oh, I deserve more money. So I'd be like, I need to get more and more money each year, because like, I got to do better than last year, right? But like, why? I don't know, because it looks cool on a spreadsheet. Doesn't actually make a huge difference otherwise. But yeah, I think it just really comes back to trusting that if this is what's in alignment for my soul, then it's also what's going to be in alignment for the people who are meant to experience my work. And also just realizing, like, eventually, the longer I stay with it, it will like overshadow any amount that I made before. When I'm only helping a handful of people in the higher price programs, now I can help multiple people all around the world, like so many, and those effects can spread so much faster and further. So yeah, I think it's a lot about trust. Like anything, it's like, eventually I know this is going to work out, because if I'm in alignment, then it can't not.
Yeah, I love that. If I'm in alignment, then it can't not. It's like my belief of like, when you stay true to yourself, you can't do harm to anyone else. It's like, well, when you're in alignment, like, how can it not work out? That's beautiful. And so what were some of the beliefs that maybe you had to release to stay in tune with that alignment with when you were going through that and are continuing to go through that decision?
Yeah, I think there's like this really beautiful analogy of like, which seed do you want to water? Do you want to water the seed of doubt or the seed of love? And of faith and hope and those things too. And ultimately, I got to that point where I'm so overwhelmed because I was doubtful. I'm like, I need to launch this big program so that I can have more money and I'll be okay. And so, yeah, it was like ego crushing. It like is actually physically painful to be like, I'm going to give that up. Like, I felt like I was having my shaved Britney moment. My shaved head Britney moment, where I'm like, I went crazy, you guys. Are you excited to see how crazy I am now? So I don't know if there's like specific beliefs, but it's just like that lack and that fear. And that is always your ego. That is not your spirit. Your spirit is light and hopeful, and also understands you get unlimited chances. Like, let's say the worst thing happened and you're like homeless on the street. Like, you will learn beautiful lessons that your soul wanted, and your soul doesn't really see that as like so bad as we do. Not that I would let it get that far, but yeah, I think it just noticing which voice you're listening to will always lead you in the right direction when you're following the light, happy, inspired part of you.
You obviously live in alignment with that voice, and so intuitively, like, that's what's radiating from this conversation and who you are. Was this something that was nurtured in you throughout your life, in your family and your upbringing and the friendship circles you were in? Or was there a soul emergence that you had to go through? That my question really is, did it always feel safe for you to be this shining light, this connected spirit? Or was that a process that you had to go through in your life?
Yeah, it's definitely a process of like hitting rock bottom. For sure. Yeah. People sometimes ask me like, how did you end up being so inspiring? Like, what is it about you? And it's like, I almost died and I had to face all my biggest fears. And that like basically gives you this just sense of like, there's so much worse things that could happen in life than like having a launch that doesn't go well, for example. And so I think that's given me a lot of grace, not only for myself, but what other people are going through too. It's like, there's nothing else to do but believe in yourself when you're in that space. And then it's like, you see the effects and they're so much better when you kind of like crawl out of that. So nowadays, if ever I notice I'm scared of something, I'm like, ooh, this is so exciting. I found something that triggers me. Like, let's find out what's on the other side of it, because there's always something beautiful on the other side.
Yeah, I love that. And did it feel safe for you as you went through that transition to express this spiritual side of you so openly. And the reason I'm asking that is because I do come across women in my community who feel they're tapping into this deeper sense of who they are, but that they may be judged by external forces and people, and that it's not safe for them to truly shine their radiance and their light and their spirituality. And I was just wondering if you had any experience that was similar or any words of wisdom for them as they do go through that.
Yeah, I think that's something I still kind of go through on some level from like past life wounding of being psychic and having it not work out very well for me. So that's one of my big lessons in life too. And luckily I get this opportunity to work through it in this life because I'm like so vocal about these things now. But when I first decided I wanted to be an astrologer, I was like, I'm going to pretend I'm like this mysterious force and no one will ever know who I am. But I figured out from my astrology chart that I'm actually meant to be like fully authentic and just totally truthfully myself. And that will bring me luck. So that's what I've been leaning into. And I definitely was scared to tell my family about it. And there's definitely people who are like, that's weird, whatever, Natalie. And I'm like, can I see your chart? And then I read their chart. And like, my dad was one of those people. And he had like a tear going down his cheek when I read his chart for him because he felt so seen.
Wow.
So people might not understand it at first, but I found like over time, everyone has come around. Like the people who thought this was weird years ago are like, how can I get a reading? And likewise with other, you know, spiritual gifts or following your intuition, it often sounds crazy at first. Like my inner voice was like, I am ascending past the structure of my business right now. And I was like, stop that. No, I worked too hard to like burn this down. So it might sound crazy at first, but eventually like we are all ascending. And now it sounds weird, but like we are kind of like Pokemon. And at some point, your consciousness will elevate and so will other people's, and they will get it eventually. And maybe not in this lifetime, but anytime that you are putting something out there that's sort of weird or unusual to someone else, you're planting a seed that maybe that time it doesn't click, but they'll see it like three more times from other people. And they're like, wow, she really believes in this. Like there must be something to it.
Yeah, you might be the seed of ascension for them. And by not sharing your gifts, you're denying that for them. You're contributing to the collective ascension. That's beautiful. I love looking at it in terms of it being that seed rather than focusing on the fear of judgment. That's a really beautiful way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So you obviously work with women, a lot of women in business and people who want guidance when it comes to their career. So how could somebody who is a female entrepreneur, a woman in business, say myself or most, let's say 99.9% of all of the listeners right now who are female entrepreneurs and business owners, how can they prioritize or use the power of their astrology chart to support them when it comes to their goals in their business or even a launch that may be coming up?
Yeah. So it really outlines every aspect of who you are. So the number one thing is just making sure you're in alignment, and it lays out like what that means for you in terms of like, what are your values? What are you motivated by? What is your dream vision for the future and for the world? Like, what's your idea of heaven on earth? And there's many, many other things that it lays out. But in addition to that, you know, things like your Mercury sign can explain how you're meant to share your message in a way that will like light you up. And I'm sure you all have had this experience of seeing someone who's lit up and it's like almost doesn't even matter what they're talking about. You're like, what is it about this person? Like, what did they discover? Like, whatever it is, I want to know like what it is. So just that energy you put out from just being totally authentically yourself is something you can learn who that is from your chart. And even branding decisions like your look, and the way you write and the way you aim to help people feel through your brand, those are all things that you can uncover from your chart as well.
I love that. Wow. Okay. Branding, voice, all of it all lives within the chart. We all need to be Googling our charts ASAP. And I know that you also do a lot of work with the alignment when it comes to the moon and the cycles of the moon. And this is something that is actually has become fascinating for me over the last year. And it's been something I've been integrating more into my business because of how much of an effect it can have on energy and what we're feeling depending on what phase of our cycle we're in. So how could somebody uncover or utilize the power or the energy of the cycle of the moon also within their business?
Yeah, this is so important because we've really gotten out of touch with the cycles of nature, with the even like our patriarchal calendar. It's like not real, you guys. It's like fluorescent lighting in a room. And astrology is like the sun and the moon. Anyways, but what's really nice about working with the moon is it's really easy. First of all, you just go outside and you look up at the moon. And when it's dark and there's not a lot of light, we're actually meant to be resting and going into that little incubation period where you're letting go of what you've done so far. And you're making space to listen for that little seed of inspiration of what you might want to bring into the world next. And then as the light of the moon starts growing, we're starting to pick up speed. We go into planning mode. We start working harder for it. And then we have the full moon, and that's like the full energy. And another reason why the moon is so powerful and important is because it's kind of like a big satellite. So it actually like zaps the energy of the other planets down to us on Earth. And that's why we're able to hear our inner voice so much more strongly when it's dark, because we're not getting so much of that energetic influence. It's obviously still there, but it's not so like chaotic feeling necessarily. So the full moon is actually a really good time to launch something, because then you get that time of like, what is the idea? Let's plan it out. Let's work on what's most important here. And then you let it out into the world. And then you can kind of reflect on how it went and get that feedback from people. And then you're kind of like letting go of what didn't work. And then you can start over again. And this isn't just for a launch. It's for anything you want to manifest in your life, like relationship, money, wealth, abundance, joy, anything, health. And that's what's beautiful too, is each time there's a new moon, it will fall in a different area of your astrology chart. So there's actually certain new moons that are better for starting to manifest certain things in your life.
Oh, wow.
And when you know that, you can really tap into that and ride the wave and like make the most of it.
And would everyone have a different new moon that would support them in that? Or is it whenever there's a new moon, this is the right time to be focusing on your manifestation or whatever it is that you want to manifest?
Both. So there is like a collective theme, like whichever zodiac sign the new moon or full moon is in will apply to everybody. But if you want to get more specific, you can see which house it's in for you on your chart. And houses are basically just, they symbolize the different areas of your life. So there's 12 of them, one for your appearance and identity, what you desire in life, how you want to communicate, like relationships, career, business. There's 12 of them, so you can learn more about it if you want. But when you can tap into your individual focus, not only does it help you plan, but it also helps you reflect. So if there's a full moon and things are chaotic, you're like, wow, I was meant for this to kind of blow up in my face because I needed to get in better alignment in this particular area of my life.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that that was a thing that you could use the power of. So would you be able to share how maybe you've used this in one area of your life or maybe something that you were manifesting, how somebody could go about applying this and kind of the step-by-step structure so that they can go away and really start tapping into that energy?
Yes, absolutely. So next time there's a new moon, it's really good. If you can look up your astrology chart, this is kind of complicated. I'll definitely be teaching it in my workshops, but you could just do this generally. So for example, I remember I really wanted to manifest a new apartment. So on the new moon, that was in my fourth house of home, family, and long-term security, I sat and I just envisioned like sitting in my own living room and like how cute I was going to decorate it. And 6 months later, that's how long it takes for it to come full circle. I was in my new apartment. It was crazy and amazing. And it was better than what I had envisioned. And sometimes those manifestations don't happen in that 6 month cycle. And that's a really good opportunity for you to ask yourself, why? Did you not believe it? Did you not take the steps? But you might still figure out something that you needed on your journey to manifest the ultimate experience. And the reason for the 6 months is because there might be like a new moon in Aries, for example, and then it wouldn't be until the next full moon in Aries that that would come full circle. You can manifest like progress along the way, but the full picture doesn't come to culmination until that time.
Okay, wow. And are there any rituals that you perform or use when the moon is going through the cycles? Like, do you have a new moon ritual or a full moon ritual to support your connection to the cosmic source or cosmic alignment?
Yes, I used to only do like a ceremony like the new moon and full moon, because that's what we hear about the most usually in the astrology community. But it's actually really powerful to work with the moon every day.
Oh, wow.
So that you don't get so far off track that you're like, a whole month goes by and you're like, wow, I wasn't in alignment. Instead, you can check in each day. So I have a 2021 moon journal that I write in as well. I actually made it for myself. And then I'm like, you guys want this? And then I sell it now too. So that's on my website if you want to check it out. But you don't need it. What's nice about it is that it shows you like where the moon is each day and which phase it's in and explains what it means. So journaling is my main thing because it's such a good way to reflect. But also around a new moon, it's really like a clean slate. It's sort of like the first day of the month astrologically, but it doesn't fall on the first day usually. And so it's a good time to clean and declutter and like prepare for new things to come into your life. Whereas on the full moon, you'd be thinking more of what you want to step away from or let go of more so.
Oh, I love that. So maybe those are some journal prompts according to where the moon is. Like full moon, what am I ready to release? What am I ready to let go of? New moon is what am I ready to call in? I love
exactly.
That. I love that focus.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for this conversation. It has been so beautiful. Your voice is, I don't know if anyone tells you this, I'm sure they do because you have got a podcast, but your voice is very healing to just listen to. So I love the energy and the resonance of it. Where can the listeners go and find out more about you and connect with you and your teachings?
Oh, thank you so much. You can find me at soulshineastrology.com or on Instagram at soulshineastrology.
Awesome. And you were talking about the journal and some of the other things that they can do. Where's the best place to go and find out or even have is this something maybe you offer like an astrology reading with you?
Yeah. So I don't do one-on-one readings anymore, but I do sell reports on my website. If you want to get your full birth chart explained from a career perspective, I do have that available on there, as well as yearly forecasting. We can see what's coming up for you in the year ahead and which areas are the best for you to focus on the new moons, the full moons, and all the days in between too.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So we're going to be dropping the links to all of that below and the link to your website. Before we say goodbye, I just have to ask, is there one thing that is just on your heart that you would love to share with the listener? Something that you would love more women to know right here, right now?
Yes, I think it is so important to carve out space in your day every single day to come back to yourself. It feels really hard. And I know this isn't like an astrology tip, but you might not even need it if you can just hear your own intuition on your own. And that will just allow you to light up the world and just manifest what you want just by listening to that inner voice.
Oh, I am so here for that message. I needed to even hear that. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Natalie.
Thank you.
If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM and share your biggest takeaway because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance and have an amazing day.